Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It's Tuesday, January the 13th in the year of our Lord 2026. And it being Tuesday, you know what that means. Tacos! Let me tell you what I've been doing this week. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, I'm doing the Audible recordings for the Exodus book. You remember the Exodus series we did here on the Wake Up Call some time ago? And, HarperCollins Zondervan has picked that book up, and they're going to be, they've turned it into a book. And now we're doing the audio recordings of it, and it'll be coming out later this spring. Yeah, I think I put something on the Facebook group the other day about a pre-order. Anyway, be praying for me. Those are long. They're difficult. I mean, you're sitting there reading for 7, 8, 9 hours a day, and I've had a lot of practice. And I've gotten pretty good at it, but you just never know. And I'm praying that that book will be deliverance to many people. That's what I called it, I think, deliverance, the way from wasteland to graceland. And we work our way through the whole book. So that's what's happening for me this week. And we're pressing right on through with Proverbs, and of course, we're having tacos today. We're going to figure it out. I'm not sure how we're going to get them or where, but we're going for tacos today. It's Tuesday. Now, are you ready for consecration? Because I am. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you, and we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, our entry today is entitled The Smallest, Biggest Truth About Money. And we're reading Proverbs 13 today, the chapter, the whole chapter. We're focusing in on one verse, verse 11. Hear now the word of the Lord. Dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Growing up, I was of two minds when it came to money. On the one hand, I hustled. Every summer, my cousin Lee and I farmed a profitable watermelon and cantaloupe truck patch and peddled them all over the Tri-County area. I was the proprietor of a small, profitable pig farm. Every day after school, I scrounged around behind the Piggly Wiggly for scraps of produce and anything else they threw away that pigs might eat. And beyond that, I worked countless hours in the summer at agonizing manual labor jobs on the farm for a measly $3 an hour. I saved every penny from all of those endeavors. On the other hand, I was an aspiring hustler in another way. I handicapped horse races and went to the racetrack every chance I got. I regularly sat in on quarter ante poker games with friends. I hustled other kids on the golf course when I could. I loved to bet on football games. and had there been a lottery in those days, I would have been a sucker for it. On the one hand, I worked really hard for every dime I earned. On the other hand, I was constantly lured by the promise of easy money, of something for nothing. Two common wisdom sayings compete at just this point. On the one hand, it's easy come, easy go. And on the other, it's a penny saved is a penny earned. Isn't that exactly what today's proverb says? Dishonest money dwindles away. But whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. I remember one day on the farm doing some back-breaking job in 100-degree heat. In response to my grumbling and groaning about this work not being worth it, my dad said something to me I have never forgotten. "John David, there's no such thing as easy money." It took me a few more years to grasp this, but he was exactly right. To a greater or lesser degree, this battle wages in all of us. We all want a fail-safe scheme to make easy money. Anyone who's ever bought into a multi-level marketing program likely got in because someone convinced them it was easy money. Every one of them quickly learned if they were going to make any money, it would take far more labor than their recruiter represented. Repeat after me those words my dad said to me. There is no such thing as easy money. Today's proverb gives us three words that capture a fail-safe alternative. Did you see them? Go back and look. Dishonest money dwindles away. But whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. For years now, I have marveled at my mother's simple practice of saving loose change. A few years back, she started adding dollar bills to the collection. She's not doing it from a scarcity mentality. She's an abundance person of all the people I know. These currency collections have become something of a minor hedge fund she draws from to help people in need. Face it, you are not going to win the lottery. So stop buying tickets. There is no such thing as easy money. And those three wise little words, little by little. It's the smallest, biggest truth about money. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for saying so much in your word about money and using it to reveal our own broken nature. I want your truth to be my wisdom and not just another proverb on the page. Teach me the grace of little by little. Even more, lead me away from the temptation of treasuring money. You are my treasure. I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Our journal prompts today. So, why do people buy lottery tickets? Do we really believe there's no such thing as easy money? Why do we believe that, or why not? And then, am I practicing the wisdom of little by little? Am I always on the hunt for a get-rich-quick scheme? How might I become more of a little-by-little kind of person? Where in my life right now could that become actionable? Well, that's pretty challenging. I know. We all know that. You know, the other day, this Powerball lottery, you know, there's only one way to ensure that you're not going to win the lottery, and that is to not buy a ticket. Okay? But you know, there's another way to ensure that you're not going to win the lottery. Buy a ticket. You're not going to win the lottery. Let it go. But I will say, in my sister's hometown of Cabot, Arkansas, the other day, a couple hours north of here, somebody bought a ticket in that gas station just down the street from her house, and they won $1.8 billion. Now, I tell you, that right there is ruinous. I think you would know this. Anybody who's had any money ever knows how ruinous money can be. And you know, I don't want to get into this debate today, but it's, you know, our text says, what does it say? Dishonest money dwindles away. I mean, I don't know how you would spend $1.8 billion. I don't think most people realize how much money that is. And, you know, a lottery's legal. I honestly don't really think it's that honest. Do I think that everybody who plays the lottery is dishonest? No. I don't think they're wise, though. That's the point, isn't it? It's about wisdom. That's what we're doing here. And being wise with money, golly. And another thing, you know what? You don't want to mistake wisdom with money for having a scarcity mentality. A lot of people do that. Just being afraid. No, wisdom actually looks like generosity. And anyway, I think you get my point. Little by little. I love John Wesley. I think he famously said, make all you can, give all you can, save all you can. That's good words. Well, we'll save the elucidation of that for another day. Y'all, we are having a good January because I think Dad's been with me almost every day in our singing here in January. And so many of you write me and say, please keep bringing him back.
Oh, what a compliment that is.
Well, that's true, Dad.
Thank you, good people. I'm going to do the best I can.
Yep. Dad's sung in the choir all of his life. You know, I remember growing up, every Wednesday night, you know, he sang in the choir. And on the farm, you know, you're not quitting in time to do things in the evening. You're working till dark. You're working till 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, a lot of times. But he would come in on Wednesday night for choir practice, and he would say, what would you say? You remember, I got to go to what?
QP.
He'd say, I got to go to QP. That's how he was spelling choir. He said spelling was never his strong suit, but singing is. So it's been a joy to get to do this with them here.
Oh, well, I'm just honored to be asked.
On the wake-up call. Well, tell them what we're singing today.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Yeah.
Those are strong words, but they're true.
What's the number?
154.
Okay, you heard it. 154. Mm-hmm. We're going to sing this, a classic hymn, all four verses like we mean them. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to dwell, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood. Just in simple faith to plunge me, trace the healing ends in blood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yet, here we go. Yes,
so sweet to trust in Jesus, just from death to Christ, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, to train and trust him more.
Last verse.
I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Well, that's a hard to beat, that one.
Amen.
That's what we're doing today. We are going to trust in Jesus. We're going to sing. You're going to be humming that song all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes I love in that song to say, Jesus, Jesus. I like to say, how I trust you. Yeah. How I've proved you over and over.
It makes it more personal.
Yeah. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust
you more.
And you know what? That's what he wants. And if that's what we want, that's what's going to happen.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. So let's go out. That's wisdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what, remember Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord. Could say trust in the Lord Jesus with all your heart.
Amen.
All your heart. Well, there's always more access to our heart opening up and more to give to him. And in that way, we receive more of him. So let's get our seeds. It's going to be a good day. And we will see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.